You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Chris Hope here, continuing our series featuring the 2019 NLC LA Engaged Fellows. Janice Carmichael is joining us today. Looking forward to hearing about how she came back to this coast, the kind of work she's doing in South LA. So without further ado, let's get to it. Yeah, Janice, I know you have roots here, but how did you end up on the East Coast for a while before coming back here?
Yeah, so part of my family lives on the East Coast. The other part lives on the West Coast. So it was nice to return to the West Coast here and be closer to my mom and brother who are over on this side.
And then you work in... Yeah, that's true. I was just on the East Coast a little bit, and definitely glad to be back in 70-degree weather. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, because I didn't get a chance to connect, about a little bit of your background, how you got into the healthcare field. What were some of the original motivations for wanting to do that?
Yeah, so originally I came out of undergrad looking for work. I'd been a psych major and found a role in a psychiatric center working overnight for patients who were transitioning back to living in the community. And I found that I was interested in continuing on that path and went back to school for mental health counseling. In that process, I started to become more familiar with mental health administration. And one of the things that I noticed in working with patients was that they had a difficult time coordinating their primary health care and their mental health care. And I wanted to be part of making that connection.
And then once you got back here, with the tell folks a little bit about the role you're in now and a little bit too of the origin of how the org where you work came to be.
Yeah, so I work for UMA Community Clinic. It was founded in 1996. We were, developed out of the South LA riots and really to make sure that we were a medical home for patients who were living in this community. So my role as Associate Director of Development is I get to tell those stories of our patients. And really champion for them to make sure that we can continue to expand and be a medical home that's a one-stop shop. So right now we have primary care and we also have mental health care, and we'll be expanding to have a dental clinic as well. So I get to tell their stories, and there's nothing more gratifying than being able to do that and talk about our patients in a dignified manner to community stakeholders who will help us continue to put forth that mission.
And do the folks that you're telling stories about, and when they engage with the clinic, are those folks that find y'all at this point just because the clinic's been around so long, or do you do a lot of outreach to find folks to serve? How does that work?
So what we've noticed is that we have generations of patients coming to us at this point. So a lot of our patients are referred by their own family members. I was just talking to one of our folks here who she started as a patient. She brought her family members. And now we're seeing not just, her, but her daughter and then her granddaughter. So we do some outreach, but mostly it's just being a medical home for families who live in the area for generations.
Yeah. And then last thing, the Engage group met about a week ago, and we'll circle up again in early February. What were some of your takeaways or thoughts from the first session, and what are you looking forward to moving ahead?
I was excited to really talk about what my own progressive ideas are, but also to I was challenged in a way that made me think about my own privilege and making sure that, when I'm talking about those who have disabilities, being an able-bodied woman, making sure that I'm not describing the stories of our patients in a way that fulfills those stereotypes, but really talking up the abilities that they have and the ways that we continue to support them. But really just making sure that I'm continuing to tell those stories in a dignified manner. And I'm excited to talk about, more progressive ideas and how they transition, how they are in different industries and how I can bring that back to the healthcare industry.
Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate you saying that. And thanks so much for your contributions in session one. Look forward to seeing you in February. And thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag, a bonus episode. You can find all other episodes at the usual places you get your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. Make sure to check out the other 11 bonus episodes featuring our engaged fellows. It really is a great crew. So until next time, take care.